It's going to be super rough. You'll gnaw your pillow into feathers all night. There'll be feathers everywhere when you wake up, and you'll have seizures and foam at the mouth and dirty yourself the way sick animals do. Are you ready for that? You realize we don't give you anything here.
There isn't anything,
he said. This was a drag, and he felt restless and irritable. My buddy, he said, the black guy, did he make it here? I sure hope he didn't get picked up by the pigs on the way. He was so out of it, man. He could hardly navigate. He thought, there are no one-to-one relationships at New Path, the girl said. You'll learn that.
Yeah, but did he make it here? Arctor said.
He could see he was wasting his time.
Jesus, he thought, this is worse than we do downtown, this hassling. And she won't tell me jack shit.
Policy, he realized, like an iron wall. Once you go into one of these places, you're dead to the world. Spade Weeks could be sitting beyond the partition, listening and laughing his ass off, or not be here at all, or anything in between. Even with a warrant, that never worked. The rehab outfits knew how to drag their feet, stall around until anyone living there sought by the police had zipped out a side door or bolted himself inside the furnace. After all, the staff here were all ex-addicts themselves, and no law enforcement agency liked the idea of rousting a rehab place. The yells from the public never ceased.
Time to give up on Spade Weeks, he decided, and extricate myself. No wonder they never sent me around here before. These guys are not nice.
And then he thought, so as far as I'm concerned, I've indefinitely lost my main assignment. Spade Weeks no longer exists. I'll report back to Mr. F, he said to himself, and await reassignment. Ah, the hell with it. He rose to his feet stiffly and said, I'm splitting. The two guys had now returned, one of them with a mug of coffee, the other with literature, apparently of an instructional kind.
You're checking me out, the girl said, haughtily, with contempt. You don't have it at gut level to stick with a decision? To get off the filth? You're going to crawl back out of here on your belly?
All three of them glared at him with anger.
Later, Arctor said, and moved toward the front door or the way out.
Fucking doper, the girl said from behind him. No guts, brain fried, nothing. Creep out, creep. It's your decision.
I'll be back, Arctor said, nettled.
The mood here oppressed him, and it had intensified now that he was leaving.
We may not want you back, Gutless, one of the guys said. You'll have to plead, the other said. You may have to do a lot of heavy pleading. And even then, we may not want you. In fact, we don't want you now, the girl said.
At the door, Arctor paused and turned to face his accusers. He wanted to say something, but for the life of him, he couldn't think of anything. They blanked out his mind. His brain would not function. No thoughts, no response, no answer to them. Even a lousy and feeble one came to him at all. Strange, he thought, and was perplexed. And passed on out of the building to his parked car. As far as I'm concerned, he thought, Spade Weeks has disappeared forever. I ain't going back inside one of those places. Time, he decided queasily, to ask to be reassigned, to go after somebody else. They're tougher than we are.